Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
We've got some nasty winds. The good news is this will not last long. We've got the full forecast details, latest look at roads coming up. Oh boy, the plot thickens on our OXXO man in Mexico. The guy who left the OXXO store with the Canadian bag. The plot thickens. I've had several people reach out to this show and tell me the guy is likely from our area. He's taken the internet by storm. He's viral and he's from our area. Okay, I don't know for sure. I'm going to put it out there to the universe because I want other media outlets. I know other media outlets monitor our show because they want to see what we're talking about. And so I am going to put it out there to the universe and see if other media outlets pick this up and run because it deserves to be investigated. And if it isn't picked up, I'm going to reach out to some of my friends in the media business and get them to look at it because I really think that the big networks are not going to touch this, especially if the guy is Canadian, because we don't do that. Canadians are good. It's please and thank you. We don't do anything nefarious. A new study says that three-year-olds are wearing makeup now. Makeup for three-year-olds. And there's some obvious concerns about that. Do we need to be putting makeup on three-year-olds? A woman named Svetlana Dali is making headlines around the world. She is a serial free flyer. I don't know how she does this. Zips past security, gets right on the airplane. She's done it a bunch of times and flies for free. Finally, she got caught. Problems for pizza. Pizza Hut in some serious trouble. And we're getting word this morning Papa John's is going to join them. Closing stores across North America. AI has landed at Burger King and it's going to change the way you enjoy your Whoppers. Hey, it's Customer Appreciation Day today at Headley's Health Hut. This means red hot deals. This means all kinds of samples for you too at Western Manitoba's favorite herb, supplement, beauty, and specialty food store. Headley's Health Hut. Health First Network products are 20% off. All beauty, cosmetic items, essential oils, and diffusers are 10% off. Regular price supplements are 10% off, and all proteins and greens are 10% off. It's Customer Appreciation Day today. What are they sampling today? Oh, the demo today is Morning Brew. Morning Brew is a premium coffee alternative crafted with chicory, cacao, aromatic herbs, extracts to provide a rich, satisfying experience without the caffeine crash. So there you have it. They will be sampling that today at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They are Westman's Truck Headquarters. If you are looking for a truck, if you are looking to trade in your truck, now is a great time. Get $2,500 truck trade-in bonus when you trade in a 2015 or newer truck towards a new Silverado or Sierra 1500. Celebrating 100 years. That means no payments for up to 90 days at Murray GM in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And Kuiper's Family Bakery, from cinnamon buns to tarts, monster cookies, tray buns, and the most delicious bread on the planet. Kuiper's Family Bakery, proud to be sponsors of the coldest night of the year, providing buns and treats for those that are doing that walking on Saturday. Kuiper's Family Bakery, decades of tradition. You can taste it. And man, I was there yesterday. Those cinnamon buns, they stunk up the car. Instead of a car freshener hanging from your rearview mirror, you could just hang a cinnamon bun on a string. Just one is all it would take. It's the most amazing smell. Okay, so I have an update to a story that we brought you early on in the week. Of course, this past Sunday, there was a lot of concern in Mexico, and airlines quit flying for a short time. Now, first, the good news. The good news is that, once again, officials are saying the country is largely calm, things have returned to normal, and the more that time goes on, the more secure the country becomes after this incident. So that's good news. Now, amidst the chaos, there were people that were panicking. They didn't know if this was the end of the world, what was going on, if there was going to be food or water or anything. And this guy went viral because it is being alleged he went into an OXXO store and took stuff and didn't pay for it. These are allegations. Why are we revisiting this? I have more information. And the information I have, I want to work at getting confirmed. Likely Canadian. This man is likely from Saskatchewan, actually. This man is likely from southeastern Saskatchewan, like from a community that rhymes with Lusamin. Now, that is an allegation. It is unfounded. But I would like to know, because I'd like to help clear this guy's name. Because, A, it was a tense situation where there's a lot going on. People are scared. I would have put money in the till, even if no one was there. And it's quite possible that no one saw that. I've done my fair share of retail. I know how a till works. Pching, pching. Yeah, I risk getting shot, of course. But at the same time, then I know in my heart that I paid for the stuff and then I'm taking it. And so if people accuse me of stealing, I don't care until it blows up on social media. Then I'm going to come forward and go, hey, whoa, wait a second. Let me explain to you.
Got an American right here, guys.
I'm Mexican, yeah. And you should be ashamed to live to doing all those things. I'm pretty sure if I do the same thing in your country, I will be in jail. So just you go and deliver those things back. You're stealing. You are stealing.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Now, again, we don't know if he stuck the money in the till, but what did he say when he left the store? What was the something about an American?
Got an American right here, guys.
You got an American right here, guys?
Got an American right here, guys.
I'm Mexican.
Michelle says he's pointing. Yeah, I think he's pointing to the guy that is that's holding the camera. So, again, a little birdie has told me this guy is allegedly from Saskatchewan, allegedly from southeastern Saskatchewan. And I just want to get the story. I want to know what happened here. I want to help clear this guy's name. Now, if we don't have any media outlets that take this story and run, then I will reach out directly to some of my friends in the news business and say, look, and then I'll let you know how I make out. We'll see if we can shake the tree a little bit. If you happen to know this guy, then you can let him know that we're looking to just have a talk with him to help him out. He's got a Canadian bag. Well, and he saw the camera. It's not a secret. I'll keep you posted. We will update this story next week. This person we know, her name is Svetlana, and she's flying for free. Now, this has crossed all of our minds at one time or another. In fact, I think about it every time I'm at the airport. I think to myself, why can't I just sneak past here, get on the plane, and take off?
Svetlana Dali, in a black coat, slipping past a United Airlines gate agent at Newark and onto a flight to Milan, Italy, after first getting past a TSA checkpoint with no ID or boarding pass. Watch again as she seems to jump past another passenger and the gate agent. This photo shows her on board over the Atlantic, and she's done it before. In 2024, she was a stowaway on a Delta flight to Paris after slipping past the TSA ID check and the Delta gate agents. A Russian national with U.S. residency, flight attendants discovered her then hiding in a lavatory. French police arrested her and returned her to New York.
Then you got there, you don't have a ticket, and then what did you do next?
Dali said she simply got in line, passed the checkpoint, and was never asked for ID. She was convicted and sentenced to time served. Security pros say it raises serious concerns.
If she was able to get through, that demonstrates a
holy crap system
that could easily be exploited by somebody with bad intent.
Sources tell NBC New York that on the flight to Italy, Dali pretended she couldn't speak or hear. Once in Milan, a source familiar with the matter says she asked for asylum, but does not appear to be in custody.
She is slick. I speak no English and I can't hear. And I mean, as long as you don't have anything that's going to raise a red flag as far as stuff at the X-ray machine, you know what I mean? Like you travel light, so it doesn't raise any red flags. You just sneak past, sneak by. Wow. Sunrise Credit Union is going to help you get your finances in order. They can help you with your financial puzzle. They are the experts with consolidation loans. Ask to speak with one of the lending experts today to consolidate your debt, whether it be a credit card, a home loan, an auto loan. They'll put it into one bite-sized piece at a reduced interest rate. See one of their 19 area branch locations or visit them online at sunrisecu.mb.ca. Leon.ca. Leon's Furniture Superstore, the Comfort Sale's on this weekend. So if you're looking for a couch, a chair, a bed, a bedroom set, now would be a great time because you could save up to 50% on select beds, 50% off select clearance mattresses. If they're getting lumpy and bumpy, go see Leon's. 50% off select sofas, and you can take up to 3 years to pay, and they've got free local delivery on purchases of $7.99 or more. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. You can also find the flyer at leons.ca. Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba, continue their Jacuzzi Winter Clearout Sale on 2025 models. Yes, they have a few left, and that's an opportunity for you to save $10,000 on in-stock tubs that start at $7,500. The luxury spas are on display and soon to be on display in the Keystone Center at the Brandon Home and Leisure Show, which is coming in March, and look forward to seeing them there. In the meantime, go check out those Jacuzzi massage chairs. They've got pool tables in there. They've got billiard balls and cues and all kinds of stuff for your rec room, too, at 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. Should three-year-olds be wearing makeup? Is that just a little too young for skincare products? How young is too young?
This morning, the debate over how young is too young for makeup. According to the Wall Street Journal, cosmetic companies are increasingly marketing their products to children born after 2010. But it's not just young teenagers turning to makeup. It's kids, 6 years old or younger.
These kids are growing up watching Get Ready With Me videos, skincare routines, and Sephora hauls on YouTube and TikTok. And of course, they see their mothers, older siblings, influencers.
Oh my God.
Mimicry is developmentally normal at this age.
Brands such as Clean Naturals, which sells low pigment makeup aimed at children between 5 and 7 years old,
what?
Says they've seen significant growth since 2024. And skincare company Ever Eden, which markets moisturizers and other skincare products for kids as young as 3, reported
about
$100 million dollars in annual sales.
On kids.
Sales.
For some families, it really is framed as dress up, self-expression, or even bonding time. But many experts are worried about that appearance obsession, anti-aging messaging trickling down.
As for skincare routines, while manufacturers insist their products prioritize safety and wellness over anti-aging, many medical experts and parents worry. Early exposure to skincare regimens could foster a premature obsession with physical appearance.
Ask your kids, why do they want this makeup? What do they like about it? Is it just to be creative or is it something deeper? Is it tied to their self-worth? And then you have to also set boundaries. Decide, you know, if this is something that is special occasions only, or if you're going to let your child wear it daily, or if it's something that just happens during playtime at home.
Oh, I wanted to wear makeup as a kid, but I wanted to be Gene Simmons. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. It used to be one of the favorite foods on the planet, but now because of the struggling economy, things are not well in Pizza Land. And Pizza Hut is not alone. We're also getting word that Papa John's is in some trouble. And Papa John's, while the Pizza Hut closings are mainly U.S. stores, the Papa John's stores, they have said their closures are in North America. So if you're a fan of Papa John's, you may want to get in there and get your pizza from there this weekend because they're closing 300 restaurants. They're cutting staff, and this is North America-wide. So experts say that this likely will affect Canada, and we will see Papa John's locations on this side of the border close. The pizza chains, North American same-store sales have fallen for 7 of the past 8 quarters. As people cut back, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, two of them up against the ropes. If you love them, support them. And that goes for any food business anywhere. As we always say on this show, if you love the restaurant that you get food from, please, please support it. Because without your support, they can't keep the doors open. And we lost 4,000 restaurants last year in Canada. We're on pace to lose 7,000 this year in Canada. And a report that was released 2 weeks ago said that restaurants in Canada, half of them, 50% of all restaurants in Canada are losing money. So they may be open, but they're not making any money. And the other 50% are making a modest profit to breaking even. So it is not a fun time in the restaurant business. they just come out and say it. If you try and buy a raw chicken at Costco, you're going to pay more. You can't get a raw chicken for what they sell a cooked chicken for. The hot dogs, you can. You can make a $1.50 hot dog at home pretty easy, but not that chicken. Quinton says, I think they sell more chickens. Since 1985, customers have been able to buy a hot dog and a drink combo for $1.50. What has not gone up in price since 1985? Ladies and gentlemen, nothing except the Costco hot dog. The company's rotisserie chickens in the U.S. sell for $4.99. In Canada, they're $7.99, and they are also a big draw because of the low price, the convenience, and the quality. In Costco's 2026 annual report, providing numbers on the store's most popular items, the winner by a wide margin is the hot dog. The hot dog and soda combo. Yes. So of anything that they sell at the Costco, any item at all, they sell more hot dogs than anything else. How many, you say? 245.1 million hot dogs worldwide. I repeat, 245 million. That's about $367 million worth of hot dogs. However, they sell 157.4 million rotisserie chickens. That is almost $1 billion worth of chicken. Almost $2 billion in sales for two items. Costco says that they have put that into their budget, that this is just part of what they do. They are resting their laurels on it. And again, they chalk that up to advertising and say, listen, it gets people in the door. We're becoming famous for it. And as times get tighter for people, they're going to go for line. And it's not just the hot dog. They have got a whole bunch of stuff on the menu there, right? That's how that rolls. At Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Certified Service Express, from a check engine light to a quick oil change, they're going to take care of you. GM certified technicians working on your GM vehicle just as nature intended. It's quick, it's easy, and they'll get you in and out at a flash. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is at Murray GM in Brandon. Certified Service Express. Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. This weekend, they've got live entertainment at the Elkhorn Resort, featuring the likes of Luke Paulson. He'll perform tonight and tomorrow night at Buffalo Bar. That's an 8:30 start for each night. And again, if you have yet to take in the new speakeasy bar at the Elkhorn, look for the secret door. Inside, you will find this amazing little place, a speakeasy. Back in the day, it was an underground bar that no one was supposed to know about. It was a secret location. It's called Housekeeping. You got to check it out. People are loving this. It's a beautiful, quiet little place, and it's secret. And it's not marked very well. And that's on purpose. Just like they did in the old days, a real speakeasy at the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. And Epla Office in Brandon, if you are looking to buy or sell real estate, if you are looking at doing a will, if you are looking at incorporating your business, or you've got some business questions regarding legal issues, please see our friends at App Law Office. They are Western Manitoba's trusted legal experts, representing many of Westman's biggest and most popular businesses now. 18th Street. Go see them. From selling a house to helping with your shop. 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Well, if you haven't and you work for Burger King, you're about to get the Hover Boss in the form of AI. I'd like to know what you think of this. AI has landed at Burger King, and it's going to be in the Burger King headsets.
Would you want an AI voice in your headset all day at work, built to assist you?
Looks like the women's restroom needs cleaning,
but also potentially listening in on your interactions with customers. Well, that's what a new tool at Burger King plans to do, and it's causing quite a stir. The company's chief digital officer telling The Verge the new BK AI named Patty was listening for certain words like please and thank you, so managers could see how their staff was performing on friendliness. The home of the Whopper getting flamed on social media.
We need artificial intelligence to help us say please and thank you.
This is not a job that pays good enough for any sort of AI surveillance.
Or calling it peak 2026 dystopia. Burger King providing NBC News with this video showing off the new tool.
Is there anything that needs my immediate attention?
The team's friendliness scores this morning were the highest this week.
The company telling us in a statement that the tool, listening for keywords, was used in limited pilot restaurants.
This is anonymized data, so it is not tied back to an employee. And it's really a coaching tool. It's about ensuring that we raise the hospitality for the overall restaurant.
The company also saying, we believe hospitality is fundamentally human. It all comes at a crossroads in the economy with more anxiety about AI replacing jobs while the new tech drives the stock market to record highs.
A lot of restaurant companies were very, very excited about the prospect of AI chatbots taking your order in the drive-thru. And the technologist isn't quite there yet.
Customers sharing glitches like error-filled mass orders on social media.
AI, please remove the knife.
A Taco Bell exec, for example, telling the Wall Street Journal last year, we're learning a lot. I'm going to be honest with you. Beyond fast food, other big companies are also pushing for better interactions between staff and customers. Starbucks famously bringing back the Sharpie to personalize visits last year. And we covered Target's focus on, quote, joyful guest experiences earlier this month. But some saying corporate mandates won't help with authenticity. You could call it the friendly wars in retail.
The customer interaction matters. And for evidence of this, just take a look at the success of Chick-fil-A. A lot of people, when they talk about Chick-fil-A, don't actually talk about their chicken sandwiches.
And if you've never eaten at a Chick-fil-A, you know what stands out to me? Their store is immaculate. And then they don't say, how can I help you? They're religious. So it's, how may I serve you today? Plus, their food is really awesome.
Talk about how the employees greet them.
There's no question that happy employees help the customer experience.
We feel more inclined to go back to somewhere where we've been treated like really nicely.
So will human customers see through Burger King's AI headset?
That feels like a little bit of overreach to me. Yeah. Big brotherish. I think they don't get paid enough, so I don't really care what they say to me as long as they get paid and I get my food.
Or will the new tech help Burger King one-up its competitors? Right, not on taste, but on smile.
Would you be prepared to work at Burger King to have the AI boss kind of remind you of the stuff? And then, of course, not only are they reminding you of stuff, they're keeping track. March the 20th. It's going to be a great show. I really hope the roads are good for that show, because that's an early show on March the 20th, featuring the lead singer of Lone Star, Restless Heart, and Little Texas. All three guys have created a band called The Frontmen, and they do all the songs from all those bands in the 90s. So Richie McDonald, Larry Stewart, Tim Rushlow, all three guys going to be there. It's going to be a fantastic night. And again, a bit of an earlier show, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are just $35. SkyDancerCasino.com. Again, they've got the trampoline park now open. They've got the water park there as well. So check out their website. Check out the hotel rooms available at SkyDancerCasino.com. And you've always got time for Tim's, where Roll Up the Rim, the win is on. Somebody is going to win big. Will this be the weekend that we hear that someone has won a brand new car? I can feel it coming. Someone's going to win something big. Could be a seven-day trip. There's 47-night all-inclusive vacations for two up for grabs. There's big screen TVs, bedroom makeovers. It's really cool that they're giving away VIP experiences again this year, the Cirque du Soleil getaways. There's NHL game day packages and more. And of course, when you roll up your rim, you can get a free donut, get some free coffee too. You've always got time for Tim's, locally owned and operated right here in Western Manitoba, with 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and in Mooseman. I found this shocking. Savannah Guthrie is going to return to the morning show after spending weeks searching for her mom. This, according to the Sun newspaper this morning, she's going back to work. Savannah's mom, Nancy, was taken from her Arizona home in the early morning hours of February 1st. She's been missing ever since. The reward, by the way, has been updated to $1 million for anybody that has any information that will lead to the discovery of Savannah's mom. There she is with her mom. And I don't know how I feel about that. And only because I'm internalizing, thinking, okay, so if I'm searching for parent unsuccessfully, like how long do you wait until you go back to work? And so my initial response is I just probably would spend every waking moment looking for my parent. By being back on television, maybe this will help in some way. How do you have that same bright, shiny, smiley face and calm and awesome demeanor when your mom is missing? I don't know. It's awful. Just awful. There will be likely, how do you welcome her back? It's one part celebration of coming back, but yet her mom wasn't found. Oh, it's just so awful. So this is better news because I know you've been waiting for this because it is the best show on television. It is the only show anyone in the world is watching right now. The TV show, the Canadian produced TV show, Heated Rivalry. Of course, as everyone around the world watches it, everybody is interested in The Cottage. They call it The Cottage. Apparently, The Cottage from the hottest show on television that everybody is watching because they're all cool and awesome is going on Airbnb. So you can stay at The Cottage. Now, do you have to bring your own hockey players or are they provided? What is going on with this? Let's see. HBO's steamy hit Heated Rivalry has fans going wild. And now they can take their obsession offline because the Canadian cottage from the show is now available to rent. It is the Barkland Cottage, tucked away in Muskoka, north of Toronto, Canada. And they start taking bookings on March the 3rd. Seems kind of cheap. $248 Canadian per night. What? It's a cheeky nod to 24 and 81, the jersey numbers of the characters, Hudson Williams and Shane Hollander. Maybe just watch it by yourself at first. It's one of those things you may just want to ease into a little bit, I guess. Again, I can't say that I have seen it, but I know it's so popular. Now, The Cottage, that's cheap for Airbnb standards. Holy man. Thanks for joining us on a fantastic Friday edition of the show, guys. I loved the month of February. It was so much fun. It's sad to see it go, but we shall welcome in the month of March, and we'll be back again on Monday with more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Bye-bye for now, guys. Keep on dancing. Keep on loving life, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.